promoting the Inflation Reduction Act. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. President Biden praising the prescription drug provision in the Inflation Reduction Act Saturday.
To make that drug $15 to make it and package it. 35 is a lot of money compared to 15. They're going to make a good profit. They're charging sometimes 300 times as much.
The president speaking in Portland, Oregon. Some parts of the Inflation Reduction Act have received much support, such as its price cap on insulin prescriptions that will begin in 2023. However, Republicans say the bill will actually worsen the inflation crisis. President Biden stumping for Oregon's Democratic candidates in the upcoming midterm elections. Cleanup is still underway in Florida following Hurricane Ian's destruction. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis discusses the situation regarding restoring power.
In terms of the power, Pine Island is coming along very good, very important to do that. They are doing a lot of repairs on Sanibel. They are still working on one of the substations to repair that.
Hurricane Ian being blamed for the deaths of at least 126 people in Florida. An arrest has been made in connection to a string of murders in Stockton, California. Fox's Matt Napolitano reports.
Stockton police Saturday announcing the arrest of 43-year-old Wesley Brown Lee in connection to six murders and another shooting across Stockton and Oakland, found wearing dark clothing and a mask at the time. Stockton Police Chief Stanley McFadden says the arrest was made possible thanks to tips from the community at large. Authorities say Brown Lee has lived in Stockton on and off. He's believed to be the person of interest captured on video from shooting scenes and is currently the sole suspect at this time. It's unclear if the gun police found Brown Lee with on Saturday is linked to all seven shootings.
The Houston Astros defeating the Seattle Mariners 1-0 in 18 innings to advance to the American League Championship Series. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
More details emerging regarding the police ambush in Bristol, Connecticut last week. Fox's Alexis McAdams reports.
We're seeing a spike in retirement departments across the United States, and resignations are up at least 20%, according to the FOP. This comes as the community in Bristol, Connecticut is grieving the loss of two police officers. They had a very big vigil just over the weekend. Bristol Police Sergeant Dustin Del Monte and Officer Alex Hamsey were killed while responding to a domestic disturbance. Investigators say that 911 call was made to lure the officers to the house where the gunman then opened fire with an AR-15. A third officer was injured. He's expected to be okay.
Elon Musk's SpaceX is asking the Pentagon for assistance in funding the company's Starlink satellite internet service. Fox's Jill Nato reports.
The Pentagon's confirmed it's gotten a letter from SpaceX claiming it would cost more than $120 million to fund Starlink in Ukraine for the rest of the year and could cost close to $400 million for the next 12 months. The story first reported by CNN. The Starlink system is the only way to get internet access in several areas of Ukraine. Company founder Elon Musk tweeted SpaceX cannot fund the existing system indefinitely, citing costs of satellites, ground stations, and cybersecurity. An advisor to Ukrainian President Zelensky said his country will find a way to keep Starlink working.
With the midterm elections coming up in November, Republican Iowa Congresswoman Ashley Hinson tells Fox News Live that she hopes Republicans in Congress can dismantle the Inflation Reduction Act.
The so-called Inflation Reduction Act hires 87,000 new IRS agents. The only way they're going to pay for all of this spending that the Democrats are putting forth is to tax you more and to come after hardworking Americans.
President Biden says the bill aims to lower prescription drug prices and the federal deficit, among other provisions. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.